good. You are so amazing, so wonderful. Heavenly Father, we will pray that you would order our steps, that everything that we would say and that we would do, Lord, would be in your word. Bathe our hearts with your word, Lord. Bathe our lives, our minds, our wills with your word, Lord, and help us conform into you, Lord, to be made more and more like you, Jesus. We want to walk like you, Jesus. We want to talk like you, Lord. We want to think like you, Lord. So we need you this day, Holy Spirit. Spread your anointing upon us in this message, in this service, Lord. And we give you all the praise, Lord Jesus. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And all your people said, amen and amen. God is good. And all the time, God is good. Saints, you all have a sermon outline in your bulletins today to follow along with me. And of course, whenever we get to a scripture, even if I don't say it, I would like you to read along with me. Saints, what is the title of this morning's message, or this afternoon's message?
Peace
all around us. Amen. Saints, happy Women's Day. Happy Women's Day. Happy Women's Day. Now today we come to celebrate Women's Day. We come to celebrate women. And Women's Day celebration is different from that of Mother's Day celebration in that every woman is not a mother, amen?
Amen.
And so today is not a celebration about motherhood. Today is a celebration about being a woman. And every Mother's Day and Father's Day, we go around and we say two words about our mothers or our fathers and how they mean to us, what they mean to us. And so today, in honor of Women's Day, what we're going to do is we're going to go around and say two names of two women that have made a difference in your life. And I'm not talking about your mother or your grandmother, Saints, because I know that most of us would list them number one if we could. But there are other women in our lives that have helped shape us and mold us and make us into the people we are. And so we're going to start on this side, and then we're going to go quickly to this side. So if you could just, if you're willing, to stand up and say the names of two women that made a difference in your life. You know, when we all really think, I know when I ask myself that question, who was the woman that made the biggest difference in my life, you know, beside my mom, it was very difficult for me to come up with just one. You know, I had a laundry list, you know, Pastor Toby and all the lay pastors and all the elders and deacons, all the women here at Glenville have made a difference in my life, my sister. So I struggle along with you to know that there are many, many women that have made a difference in all of our lives, Saints. Now, today is a celebration of womanhood. And I advise the men in the first service, men, please hang on with me. Because sometimes I know we close our ears. As soon as we start talking about women, we're like, okay, let me zone out, start thinking about the football game, or start thinking about dinner or work on Monday or something like that. But Saints, let me encourage you that this sermon is for all of us. And all of us need to hear this sermon and this message this day. Our theme for this year is what? What's that sign say? Make us one. Make us one. And in order for us all to get benefit out of this message, we all have to be a part of it. Amen? So we looked at the women that have made a difference in our lives. And in the course of my life, I usually will stop every once in a while and say, wow, I am truly blessed to have the things that I have, to be able to have the experiences that I have. And I know that there are those that have gone before me that made a difference for me, that allow me to be where I am. So often I would just pause and I would think, what did it used to be like for women back in the day? What was it like a long, long time ago? You already said it. Oh, no. Oh, no. But if we look back in the day, Saints, women were not allowed to have education. They were allowed little to no education at all. Women were told that your brain isn't, you don't have the capacity for learning. You can't hold all that information inside of your brain. So we were prevented from reading and writing and learning math and all those things that we learn in school. Now, that is very difficult for me, Saints, because I love going to school. I was the one sitting in the front seat all the time. But I love going to school. But back in the day, a woman's education was limited, and so were her job options. Women couldn't just go out and say, you know what, I want to be a doctor or a lawyer or a nurse or whatever I feel like being. That was a limit that they had. There was a famous saying that was quoted by both men and women. They said it across the board. And all of us know it. And it's, a woman's place is in the home or the kitchen. Amen. But some kind of way it was at home. And it wasn't in the workplace. Amen. It definitely wasn't at the hospital or in the science lab. It definitely wasn't out on the field making a difference in the world. A woman's place was in the home. And both men and women both said it. So a woman knew her place, or we were supposed to some kind of way know what our place was, amen? Women also back in the day, if they did work, some of them did work sometimes because their husbands were deceased or whatever, but if they did work, they did not receive equal pay at all. And not only did they not receive equal pay, they were harassed at work so viciously, amen? So much would be happening to the women on the job that it was absolutely ridiculous. Women could be fired for being pregnant. Saints, I saw Asia, and I said this morning, because I love seeing a big pregnant belly. And Asia was up here singing praise songs with us. She came up and read her scripture for us. And she was in the choir singing, saints, and all her baby, beautiful baby, was up there the whole time. But back in the day, that was not happening. You are not going to see a pregnant woman in anybody's job or television up singing in no choir at all. I love when I see the news ladies that are pregnant, and you can tell they're pregnant. You know, and they're just walking around with their babies. Like, the weather today and the babies right there. But we wouldn't have saw that back in the day, amen. Women were not allowed to have their pregnancies on the job. There was no such thing as maternity leave or paid maternity leave. You were on your own if you got pregnant. Saints, back in the day, women were not treated or even recognized as human beings. We were thought of as property. Property. We were the property of our fathers, or we were the property of our husbands, but we were not people. We were property. I was laughing about a reading that I read about Abigail Johnson, the president's wife, Andrew Johnson's wife. When he was going off to write the Declaration of Independence, where it says all men are created equal. And she threw him out of bounds. She said, hey, don't forget the women. Don't forget the women. So even back then, Abigail was fighting on behalf because she knew that some kind of way we were going to be forgotten in the Constitution and we were going to be thought of as property. You know, Saints, one of the biggest things that I struggled with from way back in the day is that women could not even choose when they wanted to have sex. Close your ears, little kid. We could not even choose when we were going to have sex. We couldn't say, not tonight, baby. That was not happening. You did what your husband said you had to do, and there was no question asked, and there was no rights for you at all. It is in our Constitution, saints. We had to have a law drafted up about a husband not raping his wife. Now, why would that have to be in there? It has to be in there because apparently some things is going on in our houses that should not have been going on. Being a woman back in the day was just as bad as being a slave. Just as bad as being a slave. Can you imagine, saints? I cannot wrap my head around the thought of not being able to read. I just cannot get my head around the thought of not being able to go where I wanted to go and my husband telling me sit at home and do nothing but raise the kids and bake. He'd be in trouble because I'm not a good baker. I can't get my head around the fact that there are some rights that were denied to women for no other reason but for the simple fact that we are women. Saints, I was talking to Pastor Toby, and she has always told us about one of her jobs as a bus driver. Y'all remember she tells us she was a school bus driver? And Pastor Toby loved to drive so much that she was 16 when she got her license. She rushed to get that license. Some of us take a little longer. I took a little longer. But Saints, even in the news today, it was just reported that some women cannot have the right to drive in some Middle Eastern countries. So we think that, you know, we've gotten so far, saints. Women think that we've gotten so far, but still right now today, we are denied basic rights. You see, saints, way back in the day, women decided, you know what? We're going to do something different. We want something different with our life. And they began to take a stand, and we began to have things like voters' rights and rights within our marriage and rights within employment and rights with education, saints, but we have still got a long way to go. You know, when I say back in the day women were harassed at work, that's still happening today. When I say back in the day women didn't get equal pay, that's still happening today. When I say back in the day women were not recognized as humans, that is still happening today. That is still happening today. It is only in America and in Canada and the North American continents where women are respected as humans, saints. In many, many other countries, women are treated as nothing but property. Nothing but property. I was reading an article about China. And we all know how the baby boy is more important than the baby girl. And they would, in fact, throw the baby girl out on the street and leave her there. And not just one baby girl, millions of baby girls. Millions of baby girls. It became such a problem, saints. They were doing this so long that now in China there are more men than women. And the men are depressed because there are not enough women to marry. But because they didn't have the foresight to think, hey, you know what? We better treat these baby girls with some kindness and respect. And they threw them out like the trash. Now they don't have them. Saints, we can't just say back in the day because all of these things are still happening. You know, when women began to take a stand to have some basic human rights, we all began to pay a price. You know, I just never thought that it should be something that we would have to ask for, the basic human rights. God gave us all brains. He gave us all this desire to learn and to grow and to want to jump. You know, every once in a while I get my jump rope out. I want to jump rope for no reason. But he gave us all these gifts and all these talents. And because we as women wanted to be treated as equal, we began to pay a price. The more rights we got, saints, the more disrespect we also got. The more disrespect we also got. Look at our music and our media and our magazine. Never in the history of human civilization have women been degraded and treated so poorly. Never since humans came onto this planet was it okay to call a woman a bee. Never. Never in the history of human civilization was it okay to call a woman a W-H-O-R-E and not even blink an eye about it. Never. You know, just recently, all of you all young people, you are watching the music video awards. And what did Kanye West do? He ran up on that stage and snatched that, I don't know if he took the microphone or the award out of her hand. The microphone, he took it right out of her hand. Never would that have happened. The disrespect of women. The more rights we got, the more disrespect we also got. Males are fleeing the homes like never before in record numbers. Record numbers are our men leaving our homes. And it is not just the black men that are leaving. It is not just the black men that are leaving in the home, saints. You know, I read this article, another article, and it talked about how whenever something happens to the black man, it is an indication of what is about to happen for the rest of the world. You see, drugs started with black men. Jail started with black men. Poverty started with black men. But now it's all across the board with men and women, no matter what your color is. No longer is it just black men that are not in the home. It is also the white men that are not there. The Asian men are not there. And so are the Mexicans. They're not there. They're fleeing the home in record numbers, saints. In this same article, it talks about half of the children in America will be raised without a father in their home. And they describe, if you see the map, you know how the Mississippi River runs from north to south all the way down. They said that if you take half of the kids and put them on this side of the Mississippi River, those are the kids that will be raised with a mother and a father. Then if you cross the map, cross over the river and go to this side, all of those remaining states, those are the number of children that will be raised without a father in their home. Get the picture, saints. Something is gone wrong. We have paid a price. There are more men in jail, and there's also more crime against women. More crime against women than ever before. Before I complete this sermon, one woman will be killed by her husband. Before I complete this sermon, right now while we are talking, there is a woman getting her butt beat upon by her husband. Right now, before I complete this message, before I can get all the words out of my mouth, there will be a woman or a young teenager sold off into slavery, into the sex trade organization. Right now, that is happening right now. Yes. Saints, we've gotten all mixed up. When the roles change, when the women ask for what was seen to be basic human rights, some kind of way our message, our communication with our men became off. Women and girls are now more unsafe than ever before. And it's not just women and girls, it's women, girls, and children. So our young boys are unsafe as well. We are more unsafe in this world than we have ever been before. The porn trade and the sex trade is serious. It is serious business, people. There are 10-year-old girls in Haiti. 10-year-old girls. In Haiti, little girls in Haiti that are being sold right now as prostitutes. Yes, yes, yes. That don't have the option to grow up and discover who they are and figure out, you know, how am I supposed to dress and well, how am I supposed to fix my hair. They don't have that luxury because before they are even teenagers, they have already been sold and sold and sold time and time again for their young bodies. And it is not just happening in Haiti. This porn trade and all this stuff is affecting our entire world. Our entire world. There are women from America that are kidnapped and taken over to some unknown country. There are some women in other countries that are kidnapped and brought over here. Brought over here to be somebody's servant, somebody's maid, somebody's sex slave. And we don't have to go about kidnapping anybody, saints. All we got to do is drive down the freeway, down 90, yeah. Look over to the right. There's a big old sign. Talks about women here, dancers here, and all that other stuff. Yeah. They are all around in our community, saints. And some of these places are hidden sex trade operations, yeah. Where women are kept captured there and held onto for sex. Yes. That is happening right here in Cleveland. Right now. Saints, when we start our next lease of these projects, all of us need to raise up on that one. We are all being hurt by pornography. We are all being hurt by prostitution. We are all being hurt by the nice, the dance, the all that dances. We are being hurt by that, saints. We are being hurt. Never should a 10-year-old girl be forced to have sex with a grown man or a boy. Never, ever should that happen in our world. And every one of us should be standing up against that injustice. We are paying a price, saints. We are paying a price, and even the church, God's kingdom, is losing out. There are more men in jail and on corners than in the church. There are more men in jail and on the street corners than in church. We are losing out, saints. We are losing out. And we can no longer ignore what is happening. We have got to stop playing the blame game. We love playing the blame game. If only those men would do this and get themselves together. If only those women would do this and get themselves together. when we sit around pointing fingers at each other and it's your fault and his fault and her fault, who is paying the price but our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren that haven't even been born are paying the price for decisions we're making right now. Our future is at stake, saints. Satan has done the best job of all, saints. Not of convincing us that there is not a God, but he's done the best job of all of ransacking our families and our communities. He has taught men and women that there is no way that we can possibly work together. Satan has put us in direct opposition. We are more divided in our homes, our communities, and our schools than ever before. There are kids who are against kids. There are adults against kids. There are kids who are against adults, and there are adults against adults. Who are we hurting but ourselves? Who are we hurting? You know, back in the day when I was little, my mom and my grandmom used to teach me that, Kelly, when you get yours, you make sure to look behind you and help somebody out along the way. And then she would say, you know, and don't forget those that went before you that, you know, help you get to where you are. And then they would say, don't forget that there's others beside you that, you know, are making a difference. But you know what we get taught now, saints? Every man, woman, and child for themselves. You are on your own. Work it out. Figure it out on your own. Saints, reality is, we cannot go backwards. I'm just going to confess, I'm not going to give up reading. Okay, I'm not going to give up reading. I'm not going to dumb myself down to help to raise somebody up. You know, that's what we saw in Whitney Houston's story. She said that. She dumbed herself down, became less because she thought she was helping her husband out when in reality she was hurting both of them. Saints, we can't go back. So what are we supposed to do? Saints, what it is we got to get so deep in God. This is what the wonderful aspect. We always talk about the Father God. We always talk about the Son God. Now it's time to talk about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what we need to grasp onto, saints, because it's the Holy Spirit. You see, the Father was in the creation. The Son saved us. The Holy Spirit makes us one. That's our theme. It is the Holy Spirit that will kind of resolve many of our problems, saints. All things are one. Saints, read that with me, Galatians 3:28. There can be neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. We are one in Christ Jesus. You know, Christianity is the only religion, out of all the world's religions. We are the only one. Jesus Christ is the only one that honors women. The only one. The only one that says we are one, male and female. We are the only one that does that. You can look in all the other books you want to look in. We are the only one that says, when Jesus says, we are all one together. Saints, in our Bible study classes on Wednesday night, we are learning about the Holy Spirit. So I encourage you to come on out, because it is the Spirit that makes us one. It is the Spirit that is going to resolve many of the world's problems, saints. Read this with me, Acts 1:13 and 14. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all joined together, constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. They all. It wasn't just the men. It wasn't just the women. It wasn't just the young. And it wasn't just the not so young. It was all of them together. The Pentecost happened when all of the women and men were present together. Spirit is that the Spirit is found equally in women, men, and children.
Hallelujah.
All of us experience God the same way. Let me tell you how. Every story in the Bible, whenever they say God was in my presence or I encountered God, how the people responded, no matter if they were a man, a woman, or a child, they all responded with humility.
Hallelujah.
I'm in the presence of God. I'm in the presence of the King.
Right.
On my knees. They all responded with awe. Oh my God, I don't deserve you to be in my life.
Yeah.
They all responded with fear. Oh please, don't kill me, someone said. They all responded with love. I cannot believe the amount of love God has for me. And they all responded with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to this God who loves us all. It is the human soul, saints, which makes the human person to be in the image of God. It is not my gender. It is not the fact that I got something up here and you got something down here that makes you in God's image. It is your spirit and your soul which makes you in God's image. It is not your gender, your age, your race, or your economic situation. Amen. Those things don't, that's not what God looks like. God does not look like the amount of money we have. God does not look like just a black person or a white person or a Muslim person. It is our soul that is made in God's image. Amen. Saints, when we grasp hold on to what the Holy Spirit really means for us. It was the Holy Spirit that completely changed the whole church. Those men and women stood there prophesying and preaching and witnessing to the risen King. All of them together, not just one or two, not just male or female, all of them together. Peter's vision, saints, came directly from the book of Joel. And read that with me. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your men, old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Do you see it, saints? God will pour out God's spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters, older and younger, all of us will receive the benefit of the Holy Spirit. You see, saints, if you think about the cross, when Jesus was dying on the cross, it wasn't just one cross there. It was three crosses. It was a man to the left and a man to the right. Now, if the Jews probably had their way, they would have probably said, women line up on this side, and men line up on this side, and children go way back to the back. You see, saints, but every single person gathered at one cross. Every single person gathered at the foot of the King, of the foot of Jesus Christ, and no other. Men and women were at that cross. Men and women, young and not so young, were at that cross. You see, saints, we cannot do this alone. We are fighting a war against principalities, saints. We are in a war, and we cannot accomplish these hurdles alone. You see, saints, just like I said, the bees all around us, there are those that are before us, that have gone before us, that have knocked down some barriers and some doors, that have just moved mountains. And there, here we are, and there are those that are beside us, both men and women, working together. We cannot do this without each other. Because, saints, if we keep trying to work separately and work apart and be in opposition, those that are behind us are who is suffering. There are those that are behind us are that are going to benefit from the work that we're doing today. Now, saints, I'm not saying that we need to ignore our differences. God created us male and female.
Yes.
It is a violation of complete common sense to ignore that we are different. We are different. We're different, saints. But God created both men and women, and he said it is good. It is good. We need each other. We cannot do this alone. We have some serious hurdles to jump over, saints. We president definitely needs our help because it seems like the world is trying to knock him down. We got to get our brothers together because never again should there be a Kanye West running up there disrespecting a woman like that. Never again. But it is going to take persons from both sides. I love when President Obama said both sides of the fence, both sides of the aisle. Because it is going to take us all, men, women, and children, young people, to make a difference in this world. And I know you're thinking, you know, Pastor Kelly, that sounds all nice and, you know, that sounds all great. But the reality is, how can one person really do anything? How can a small group of people really make a difference in this world? Well, I want to direct this to our Old Testament reading of Ruth and Naomi. Here we had an older woman and a younger woman who had nothing. She said to call me Mara, which means bitter, which means without, nothing, empty. She was empty. They didn't have no money. They had to walk all the way back home, which was like a three-day trip in the desert, along the worst streets and through the worst crowds. That's how they had to get home. But it was so important to Ruth to help her mother-in-law and to walk alongside her and to be there that she said, look at this, read this with me. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. You see, what they had was the Spirit. The Spirit that allowed them to travel this long journey, to accept that they had hit some rocky roads in there, and to still look at God and say, you are God, and we want to follow you. It was their decision that led to the birth of Jesus Christ. Because you see, Ruth is like Jesus' great-great-great-great-grandmother, amen? But without Ruth and Naomi making a decision, we wouldn't have Jesus Christ. But say, so let me give you the real clear deal, because it wasn't just Ruth and Naomi. We always want to uplift one, but we kind of forget about the other. It wasn't just Ruth and Naomi, because without Boaz, who was the king who became Ruth's husband, without Boaz, there wouldn't be a Jesus either. It had to be three, all three, Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz working together. And I love that God also included the age here, because we had young and old working together for the cause of Christ, saints. Now, saints, I know you're still going to sit here and think, you know, Pastor Kelly, that's still really all nice, but we're going home at the end of the day. Some of you, you know, you got important things to do. The game is coming on and dinner's going to be made. Some of you just plain want to sleep. You got up early in the morning. But say, let me encourage you today. Whenever we say, you know what, that's a woman's thing. Today, the Women's Association is having their 3 o'clock service. And their title is God's Women Making Wise Choices with Confidence. Yes. Wise choices, amen, is key in that. Yes. With confidence is key in that, saints. Yes. Because, see, many of us would sit there and think, oh, that's a woman's thing. I don't need to be at that. You know, I'm too young to be working with all those women. I'm a male. Nothing's going to happen for me at that thing. And then some of us women, when it's a men's event, we think, oh, that's the men's thing. We don't need to be at that. We don't need each other. But saints, making wise choices, it's not a man's thing. It's not a woman's thing. It's not a child thing. It is a God thing. It is a God thing. We need each other. We cannot do this alone. We cannot do this alone. Now, many of you always probably ask God, God, why don't you ever choose me? Why don't I ever get, you know, something special to do? Or, you know, when are you going to send me out on my mission? Well, saints, here you go, right here today. This is your challenge, saints. This is your challenge. You see, it's not the big things that make a big difference in the life of the church and the life of God. It is the small things first. It is making small decisions, small choices that make bigger things happen. You know, I think about Rosa Parks, and Rosa Parks was a lady who sat on the bus and refused to give up her seat. But you see, Rosa wasn't the first one to do that. She was not the first one to say no. It was several others behind her. And we are not the first ones saying we need to work together. together. We're not the first ones saying, make us one. But if we keep on saying it and keep on saying it, just like those people kept refusing to give up their seat, something will happen, saints. So, saints, this is not a man thing or a woman thing or a child thing. It's a God thing. And this is our chance. This is your test. This is your challenge to be obedient to God, saints. If you look on your sermon outline, that's a list of our organizations. And we have been working so hard, the elders, the deacons, the lay pastors, the pastors, to try to come up with some new ways to minister together, to work together, to be one. Yes. So, saints, this is your challenge. Challenge number one, be here at 3 o'clock. Amen. Don't just say it's a woman thing, because without the men, we can't do what we need to do. Amen. Don't just say it's just about age, because without the young people, we cannot do what we need to do. Challenge number one, be here at 3 o'clock. Make the sacrifice to let go of the game or the dinner or whatever you was going to go do and be here together to make us one. Challenge number two, join up so that we can work together. No, we cannot do anything if you all stay at home. Nothing will ever get done if you don't come out. We got the women's organization, the men's organization, Sister in the Lord, Men Who Excel. The Young Men of Arms is a very new one, and the Young Ladies of Faith, also very new. But look here, you have plenty of opportunities to choose where you're going to start at and how you're going to become a part of one. What's not listed on there, and I want you to write it on there, is the spiritual journey, saints. Because that's one, that's for male or female. All of us are on this journey together, and we cannot do this alone, saints. So this is your challenge today, saints. You have a challenge to be here at the women's organization. You also have the second challenge of joining up with one of us so that we can work together to become one. This is your chance right here, saints. And we're going to close my sermon, saints, with the song, Make Us One. And if you are able, if you could rise, we're going to sing Make Us One. And then I'll come back and close this in prayer.